Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif visited the headquarters of the Inter-Services Intelligence (ISI) on Tuesday, where he received a detailed briefing on the country's security posture amid heightened tensions with India. Accompanied by Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar, Defense Minister Khawaja Asif, and the chiefs of Pakistan's armed forces, the Prime Minister was briefed on the prevailing regional security environment. The briefing focused on preparedness against conventional threats in the light of India's increasingly assertive posture along the eastern border, a statement from the Prime Minister Office, PMO, said. The statement read that the leadership was also informed about the evolving threat matrix, including conventional military options, hybrid warfare, and the use of proxies. The delegation underscored the importance of enhanced national vigilance, interagency coordination, and operational readiness to respond to any threats to Pakistan's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During the visit, Prime Minister Shehbaz expressed appreciation for the ISI's role in national security and praised the professionalism of the armed forces, reaffirming the state's commitment to defending the country against all forms of threats. Tensions between Pakistan and India reached new heights following a deadly attack on April 22, when 26 men were killed at a tourist site in Pahalgam, in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK. India swiftly blamed Pakistan for the attack, but no evidence was presented to support the claim, which Islamabad vehemently denied. In response to the attack, India's Cabinet Committee on Security approved several retaliatory measures, including the closure of the Wagah Atari land transit point, a travel advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid Pakistan, a formal notification of the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty, and the revocation of multiple categories of visas for Pakistani nationals. On April 24, Pakistan's National Security Committee, NSC, issued a stern warning, declaring that any attempt by India to block the flow of water into Pakistan would be considered an act of war. The NSC also approved the closure of the Wagah border crossing.